Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Browns analyst joining us right now. Nathan, happy Browns Victory Monday.
Happy Browns Victory Monday to you and everybody listening. And it is amazing that we are a part of the most binary business in the world, the NFL. And boy, winning certainly feels a lot better than the alternative.
Yeah, teams were 5-223 since 2000 in games in which their team was shut out. Until 3:46 remaining in the fourth quarter, until yesterday's win over the Packers, when did you know that it was actually going to happen?
Well, first of all, it's great to be on the opposite side of one of those stats. I feel like those stats are usually pulled out for the Browns and on the other side of it. So that's number one. Thank you for sharing that with me. It's great. When did I know we had it? I don't know that I could say that there was a time where I knew we had it. I will say, and I was talking about this with Andrew Siciliano earlier today on CBD, when he went out for the 55-yarder, I just had this feel. I just knew he was going to make that kick. I was actually more nervous on the extra point to tie the game than I was on the 55-yarder. I just really thought he was going to make it, and he did. So I guess you could say at that point, when he went out there, I really thought we were going to win. And how about Andre Schmidt? What a story, and it's, I think I said on the call, this is why sports are the best. You can't write something like this. The tragedy that he's been dealing with, you know, that people didn't know about, and then he, you know, misses the kicks in the first week, and Browns could have easily kind of turned their back on him, gets a calf injury this week, could have said, you know what, let's just try something else, and stuck with him, and boy, were they rewarded for it, were we all rewarded for it, and couldn't be happier for Andre Schmidt.
You get the win this week in the fashion that you do. How does it change things if you look at the Browns' perspective of, right, from going from 0-3 and how the team feels after trying to compete in that game, even if it goes late and ended up with a loss, compared to, okay, you have on the win on the board and how you move forward now?
Well, you beat the team that was the betting favorite going into that game to represent the NFC in the Super Bowl, the team that a lot of people thought had, through 2 weeks, played the best football in the NFL. So I think it lets you know, number one, you can beat anybody. Number two, 1-2, you got a chance. 0-3, historically, you really, it's, I think, 2% of the time you have a chance to make the playoffs. So it's happened once, 0-3. So that changes it from that perspective. But more, it's just, it's the validation of what you believe. Then I think from a national perspective, you needed to win to give this defense the attention that it rightfully deserves. This defense right now is playing on another level. And this defensive line, led by, of course, Myles Garrett, is appearing to be generational. This Carson Schlesinger is incredible at the second level. You know, you needed, for a defense that shut down the best passing attack from a year ago, shut down the best running attack from a year ago, and then in this one, they came out to shut down Josh Jacobs. They did that. They get their first takeaway. But, you know, they're giving up under 200 yards a game, or right around 200 yards a game through 3 weeks. They needed that win for people to be really talking about them and acknowledging their greatness. And so I think for that part of it's pretty gratifying for this defense because they deserve to be talked about right now. They're one of the best individual units in the National Football League, period, right now.
Nathan, do you think this is the best assembled group of talent Miles has had around him up front?
Yes, I do. I think that it is, you know, it's early. And I was talking with Shelby Harris, who got the block on the field goal earlier today. And, you know, he said, we have to go prove it every week. But this has the chance to be regarded as an all-time defensive line. And, yes, I think the talent around him, you know, Mason Graham is playing great football, and you're starting to see that. But, you know, Malik Collins, seeing what he can do when he's just getting one-on-ones. He had a sack and a half. McGuire's playing great. Alex Wright is playing very well. You're going to get Mike Hall back. You got Shelby. You got Aiden Huntington. And then you have Miles, who is drawing triple teams. I mean, Mina Kimes put out the picture of the conga line. Hilarious. But, yeah, this is a special group, and it's obviously led by, I think, the best non-quarterback in the NFL, bar none, Myles Garrett.
So we obviously see in that game the offense doesn't do, you know, what they set out to do. They were bad for about 56 minutes of it and were okay for the last four. A lot of boos in that stadium for Joe Flacco. A lot of people today saying they'd rather see Dylan start week four. They're going with Joe to play the Lions. What is it right now that he does better than what Dylan Gabriel could offer you?
Well, I mean, first of all, he just has the experience, you know, that Dylan Gabriel obviously could not have. And we've only seen Dylan Gabriel a little bit in a garbage time situation against Baltimore. I think, you know, we've seen Joe Flacco be very successful and productive with the Browns before. Prior to this week's game, he averaged 300 yards a game passing as a starting quarterback for the Cleveland Browns. You know, at one point back in 2023, and I realize it's not 2023 anymore, but, you know, he had those five straight games of 300 yards. We've seen that. What we're not getting right now are the ball down the field at the level that we have come to be accustomed to with Joe Flacco. And part of that is, you know, I think at times he's missed guys open, times he's missed throws, and other times he's just not getting the protection. And obviously the injury to DeJuan Jones is significant and is so unfortunate. I love that kid. He's worked so hard to get his body in a good place, and to have this happen on a freak low hit into his knee is brutal. But I think Joe Flacco still gives you all of those things that we like about Joe Flacco. We'll have to see. And if the time comes that Dylan Gabriel gets an opportunity, I know that he's going to be very good operating this offense as well. This offense has to get going, and where we're not getting it right now is off of play action, our yards per completion, our yards per attempt, and our yards per, you know, down the field air yards per attempt are significantly down from years past. And, you know, we've got to find a way to get Joe Flacco throwing the football down the field. That's what he's best at. And so far, it just hasn't come to fruition. So that's their goal. We just won the game. Joe Flacco, we've seen him win and be a winning quarterback for us. And so that's why I think the decision that why Kevin Stefanski is keeping it there. I do think that, you know, Dylan Gabriel has a lot to offer in terms of the way he gets the ball out quickly, all of that. But that will come in due time if necessary. And I think what we should all hope is that it doesn't, because that means we keep winning.
How far away do you think we are during the season to get this offense where it needs to be to give that defense a chance to win every game?
Yeah, you hope not far. And I think getting Quinshon Judkins back, and you saw him this week, was really kind of, he was the guy. We need to see more of that. We need to see it certainly earlier in games. You know, we have not been a good first half offense yet. I mean, in the game against the Ravens, we held them to 81 yards of offense in the first half, but couldn't get anything going on offense and couldn't get anything going here either. So we have got to be a much better first half offense. I think the answer is it's close. And the reason I say that is because if you watch the All 22, you see that there are big plays to be made. We just have to go make them.
All right, we got about 40 seconds left with you, Nathan. So many good rookies to choose from for the Browns. Which rookies impressed you the most?
Yeah, there are a bevy to choose from. I'm just going to go with Carson Schlesinger. To be thrust into being the Mike linebacker and be the quarterback of the defense, be the one in the chess match with, you know, Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, Jordan Love, and by proxy, their offensive coordinators, you know, certainly Todd Monken last week and Matt LaFleur this week. That is very tough, and that kid is everywhere. He understands it. He is tremendous against the run. He should have had two sacks yesterday. That 12th man on the field call, that was kind of, it obviously didn't affect the play. Andrew Siciliano was very fired up on the broadcast, but it wasn't in the spirit of the rule, and he was mad at Matt LaFleur. But Carson Schlesinger is doing it all. You want him to play pass coverage, he can do that. You want him to play the run, he does that with great physicality. You want him to be an add-on blitzer, he can get to the quarterback. You want to see him in open space trap somebody down. I mean, that play was like a heat-seeking missile when he went and got Jordan Love. So Carson Schlesinger.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Has been. I think he's playing. If he continues what he's doing now, he will be a Pro Bowler as a rookie, and I think has a good chance to be the Defensive Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, I'll just tell you that that first sack was so much fun watching him kind of shadow the defensive tackle in front of him and just sneak after the offensive line.
Yeah.
So much fun. I also was pissed it got called back. Nathan, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Nathan.
All right, you got it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Nathan Zagura there, Browns analyst on the Fan Hotline. So I asked him that question there because we were going to get to this early and then the Flacco conversation kind of took over here. There are so many to choose from. Which rookie has impressed you the most?
I honestly think I probably go where with Nathan goes with Carson Schlesinger. Like, I think that is the guy because he was the most unproven guy that was drafted early on by the Browns, right? He walked in as a walk-on, was a one-year starter, basically, and walked in and led the nation in tackles. I also, it's kind of a cop-out. I don't know that there's really a guy that you pick out of four or five rookies that you're necessarily wrong or I'm going to disagree with you on.
I think there's three guys. There is Mason Graham, there's Carson Schlesinger, and there's Quinshon Judkins. And each has impressed me for like a different reason. Carson was my least favorite of your first four picks because I just thought you don't need a linebacker right now. Like, let's get into the trenches. Let's go ahead and draft maybe another edge, a complimentary edge piece, maybe a wide receiver. There were so many good players. When you took him with the first pick of the second round, I couldn't believe it. And what I have seen over the last, I don't want to even talk about the preseason because it doesn't matter. I don't want to talk about the camp, although he stood out then. This is a kid that's put, like, getting the green dot as a rookie is so incredibly hard. And he makes so many just, like, when we had heard, walk on, all the things you mentioned, I remember thinking, like, oh my God, this sounds like a flash in a pan. He is so football smart. One way that I might lean Quinshon on this, by the way, just real quick, is for him, for whatever reason, to have missed camp and everything the way he has. And pass blocking is still a work in progress, but for him to be that good on the ground in basically his second week of real practice impressed the hell out of me, but it's Mason Graham for me. Defensive tackles, you just never know. I mean, we've done the cliche of like Fletcher Cox was like the 12th pick in the draft. He didn't really pop until 3 years in. Akeem Hicks was on team three when he really broke out in Chicago. Chris Jones, Not a whole lot as a rookie, and then you saw him kind of explode, and he became one of the most underrated defensive tackles to this day, still very underrated. What Mason's doing, the impact he's having, he's solving your problem with wide nine. The wide nine is you get too wide, and you open up these run lanes, and he's solving those problems while also each week I think he's been a better pass rusher. Like, this kid, like, I remember looking at him in Michigan and asking – other Ohio State fans, why aren't you on board with this kid? Because this kid's the best player on the field in Michigan, Ohio State. With guys who are going to be potential top three picks, what are we doing here? He's been even better than I thought as a rookie. Like, for a top five defensive tackle to hit the ground running, don't look at the stats, look at the tape, to look this good, I mean, It's one thing for Carson, who I had no expectations for, just to blow all the way past him. It's another thing for a kid who I had a lot of expectations for and a little bit of concern he might not be able to live up to it, because defensive tackles, it's do you have 10 sacks or not? This kid is so much better, so much earlier than I thought he was going to be. I'm blown away by Mason Graham.
Yeah, I take all three of those. Like, you don't put Harold Fannin Jr. in that conversation?
Ooh, that's a good one. I probably forgot it, Harold. I guess my thing with Harold is kind of expected him to be good. It's difficult.
Weird. He's a third round pick?
Well, and he's a tight end.
Yeah.
Again, tight ends, defensive tackles. Talk to me in 5 years. I might have to pay you that second contract before I get the Pro Bowl performance out of you. I don't know. He just kind of seemed like the perfect player. Like, at this point, I'm more comfortable with Harold making plays than I am with David Njoku. But thank you for reminding me, because I completely had forgotten about, you know, the other really good rookie.
And honestly, I think in a weird way, when we talk about the conversation of impressed, I understand that he's not on the same level. Like, Aiden Huntington's kind of in that conversation, too, yeah, of an undrafted free agent. I get it. He's not Quinn Shawn. He's not Carson Schlesinger. But, like, playing both sides of the ball and playing a role of, yeah, he's rotational, but they're putting him in key moments to pick up key blocks as a fullback, or, you know, have to hold down the interior of the defensive line when Mason Graham's beside of him, or, you know, another veteran. But to be able to go out there and do his job as an undrafted guy is huge, too.
And he's doing it in a spot that I think Mike Hall Jr. would be doing if Mike Hall Jr. was healthy right now. 216-474-0092. There's at least four of them you could choose. Which rookie right now is surprising you the most? I do want to get to one thought, one kernel of an idea about what Browns fans might owe Andre Schmidt. That's in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today, and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.